Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 12, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Well, despite getting a few more of his controversial cabinet members approved, overall, last week was not a great one for the new Trump administration. A number of miscalculations, missteps, misstatements led to a number of defeats, most notably in the federal courts, specifically the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which totally threw shade on Trump's Muslim immigration ban. The court not only upheld the Seattle federal court judge's stay on Trump's executive order, but went further, expressing a lot of condemnation of the actions of the new president and on many different levels. Up in the zodiac, the obvious corresponding planetary pattern is the Uranus-Mars opposition to Jupiter. Jupiter, the planet of truth and law, is being challenged by Uranus, the planet of independence. Unexpected events, and therefore disruption, has been hanging out in late Pisces and directly opposite Jupiter for the past couple of months. Mars, the planet of action and aggression, has been advancing in Pisces since mid-January and now is adding its energies to Uranus while simultaneously both are antagonizing Jupiter. Oh yeah, and last week, Jupiter entered a retrograde phase, meaning the planet of truth is now retracing its steps in the zodiac, signifying going back over the past to find the truth. The judgment by the Ninth Circuit Court was a review of the previous court's judgment. The judgment of the court has thrown the Trump administration into a state of crisis. Only weeks old, and already there's a major battle between two branches of the federal government. The problem shows up in the USA chart, as we might expect. As Mars in the heavens gets closer and closer to Uranus, both are opposite the USA chart's natal Saturn, challenging the planet that signifies established order. The planet of attack combines with the planet of rebellion and disruption to pose a real threat to the establishment. Since the USA natal Saturn resides in the 10th house of the leadership, we therefore have a crisis of leadership. The transiting planets in President Trump's own astrology chart create a pattern that explains something about his actions. Mars, the planet of attack, and Uranus, the planet of rebellion and unexpected events, are both opposing his natal Jupiter, planet of beliefs and ideology. Since his chart's natal Jupiter is retrograde, its energy is directed inward. In other words, Mr. Trump has his own version of truth, ethics, and beliefs. Natal Neptune, planet of fantasy and delusion, accompanies his Jupiter. The two together give him deluded beliefs, and both are being now attacked by Mars and Uranus. But maybe there is some hope. Jupiter up in the heavens is now retrograde and in conjunction with Trump's natal Jupiter. The planet of judgment, going backwards in the zodiac, suggests deriving wisdom by revisiting past unwise decisions. At the end of the week, Trump let it be known that he would, in fact, consider doing a rewrite of the immigration ban executive order. But we're not done yet. The Mars-Uranus opposite retrograde Jupiter pattern is still increasing in intensity as February progresses. The opposition will be exact at the end of the month. Therefore, there is a strong potential for a judicial crisis and or an ethics crisis during the last week of February when the pattern is exact. Even before his inauguration, there was a lot of talk about how would Trump keep his family businesses going and potentially benefit from his new position as president, which would be illegal. Well, last week we got a taste of just how far Donald Trump has distanced himself from the various family businesses. Starting with Nordstrom's and Neiman Marcus, more and more clothing retailers have decided to bail out on first daughter Ivanka Trump's fashion line. Seems the name Trump has become less profitable for the retailers during the past year. Now, why would that be? Her father made no secret of his displeasure, taking to Twitter to criticize the decision of the apparel company who dared to stop selling Dear Daughter's clothing and fashion accessories. In Trump's natal chart, Mars, the planet of aggression and combat, is prominently placed in his Leo ascendant, making him naturally combative. Mars in the ascendant wants a fight. Mars in the ascendant uses intimidation to get what it wants, and failing that, is ready for a brawl. Mars is also representing Trump's natal moon, the planet of emotions, which is in Mars's sign Scorpio in his chart. Thus, his natal Mars manifests his emotional Scorpio moon in his ascendant, making him not just aggressive, but highly reactive as well. Note, too, that Saturn, the reality check planet, has recently transited into Sagittarius, the sign that occupies Donald Trump's fifth house, the House of Children. Saturn puts pressure on the part of the chart it is transiting through. Another well-documented characteristic of Leo, the sign of the king, is the need for loyal retainers. The king, after all, is always subject to betrayal, and therefore values loyalty above all else. The whole dust-up with Nordstrom and the reaction to Trump's condemnation of the company brought forth his loyal knights to do battle in the media. Sean Spicer, Trump's press secretary, took to the podium and defended Trump's tweet to reporters, declaring, "This is a direct attack on his policies and her name." Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway took things a bit further when she appeared on Fox, and from the White House briefing room no less, exhorting viewers to go out and buy Ivanka's stuff. But federal employees in the executive branch, which includes Conway, aren't allowed to endorse any product, service, or enterprise. Yep, turns out there are actually laws against the president or his staff using their position to promote selling stuff. This is yet another example of how Trump and company is running afoul of the significations of Jupiter, which, besides representing beliefs, truth, and law, is also the planet of ethics and morality. So again, Uranus, planet of unexpected events, surprises Jupiter, planet of ethics, and Mars, planet of attack and controversy, throws in for its share, too. And remember, this planetary pattern stays with us until the end of February, so it's not over yet. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week, and if you enjoy this weekly video blog and would like to help keep it going, feel free to visit the donation page and make a contribution. Thanks, and until next week.